Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, where it's currently 72 degrees with clear skies. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to everybody tonight, all our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And a special shout-out to our board operators up there running the satellite for on GCN up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. All right, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers, and, of course, our U.S. mail, bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and diesel out there, very important guys and gals. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, the website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll see all the different things that we have to offer. And who knows, you might see something you like. But in the meantime, joining us right now from California, where I'm sure he's having a wonderful time out there, because his ball team out there, I think it was his ball team, beat my team with a no-hitter. The Rays got shut out tonight 12-0, a baseball no-hitter. How about that? Congratulations to the team. All right, here we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, here he comes.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody. Yes, the Angels had a no-hitter tonight. Amazing.
Yeah, and thanks, guys. They did have a no-hitter. It was 12-0, and I was very surprised to see that, because it's not the first time that the Angels have no-hit the Rays.
Well, that's right, and the Angels just seem to be doing pretty well over the last, for a little while now, but especially tonight. And there was a rookie pitcher, left-hander Reed Detmers, and he's the one who threw the no-hitter. So really quite something to see. I think it was his 11th starting, you know, in Major League, his 11th start. So So it was just his night, absolutely.
Very good, and of course, always like to see the young pitchers do well, because that's the future of baseball right there. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you already know, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was started and formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to kind of get up on my soapbox for a minute, so bear with me. You ready?
Yep.
Since early 2021, Democrats have ridden a moral high horse. They insist the Republicans are not only threatening democracy, but they're virtually human powder kegs. In fact, President Biden has accused Trump supporters of being the most extreme political organization in American history. when he called the MAGA people that. Remember?
Yes.
All right. But Democrats' actions have just made hypocrites of all of them. The Democracy's defenders, as they are calling themselves, have melted down over a draft Supreme Court decision returning abortion from 9 unelected judges to the democratic process of the states where it came from. Now, though the president denounces the Republican violence, his White House has refused to condemn his allies' intimidation campaign against the Supreme Court and the justices, at least until they had threatened the lives of the justices and their families, harassed churchgoers, and firebombed a pro-life organization. What do you think?
Well, that's right. One of the things, Captain, that should unite all Americans, and certainly this administration, should be roundly condemning these things and not giving any quarter to the idea of these protests, the way that they're being carried out. There's a method of protestation, but not to go and appear to be intimidating the judges. It's just against the law, first of all.
Well, yeah, and it should be enforced, and of course it's not going to be. I guess they've got to get the federal marshals there to enforce the law because the local police departments aren't. Now, constitutional republics cannot survive mob rule. Never have been able to, and they never will be. Or leadership marked by hypocrisy. The American people are not as stupid as some of these fools think they are. This is not a large percentage of Americans on the street. And if you take a look and see who it is, number one, these protesters, many of them are being paid, correct?
Right, right.
And number two, these protesters are members of Black Lives Matter, the Antifa groups, dressed up with nowhere to go. They haven't got into the violent mode yet, so you haven't seen that. But they're going to go to one of these neighborhoods where one of these judges is or lives, and they're going to do something to get things started. That's my next prediction, but I hope I'm wrong. I really, really hope I'm wrong.
Well, of course, absolutely. You know, Captain, as you mentioned, there's a group of people that do these kinds of things, and it's amplified by the coverage or how it's framed in the media, whether it's on television or on internet streams or screens or what have you. And that's kind of the way it's always been. It actually does. It's a force multiplier when people see this on the news. So I'm glad you're pointing it out the way you are.
Well, we'll be back with more folks. Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. The phone number is coming up, and if you want to give us a call, you can do that, and we'd be happy to talk to them.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, yesterday we had a very good group and a very good lunch over there at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, and we appreciate everybody that stopped by. And, you know, for you people that are wondering whether or not you should stop by or not, you always should. We always make sure we pull the tables together so we got enough seating for everybody, and we just sit there and talk and have a good old time. And you'd be surprised who you might run into there. Might be a movie star. Might be a very famous person. You never know. You got to show up to find out. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, they've been offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products for about 3 weeks now. And it's time to join with the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Now, right now, you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza bed sheets, as well as the Giza Elegance MyPillows. That's the top-of-the-line, fancy-dancy stuff. Buy one, get one. I don't think it gets any better than that. Now, they've also got the six-piece towel sets. So that's the one where you got the towels, the bath towels, that are big enough for a big guy like me to actually wrap around you. You don't have to worry about that nonsense. And, of course, they've got the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows. That's what you take along with you if you hop on an airplane or maybe you're going on a bus ride or whatnot. Or even a cruise ship, a little extra pillow to take along with you. But I will tell you this, 14 items altogether over there on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And don't forget, when you get over there, use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's right, CAPTAIN. Or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one on select products. And you will also get, folks, Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. So the phone number to call, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page of MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
When are you coming to lunch?
Well, hopefully sooner than later. That's something we're trying to plan.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, we're trying to get that in the mix here.
Okay. Now, are you ready for this?
I sure am.
Joe Biden, of course, is trying to blame inflation on the Republicans. But his senility came back yesterday to bite him squarely in the butt. Did you hear what he said?
What did he say?
Oh, I wish I had the audio, but I don't. But here's what he said, and this is amazing. This is amazing. He says, now, on responsibility for inflation, we're in power. We control all three branches of the government. Well, we don't really. Now, the number one threat is the strength. And that strength that we built is inflation. What? What?
You're strong because of the inflation. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
And he's trying to brag about the supposed strength of the economy and manages to admit that it's all managed to build on inflation. So I guess the proper response here is to just laugh and then start crying, because that's nuts.
Well, it truly is. I think he also talked about the idea it was these ultra-MAGA Republicans, evidently, that stopped the Build Back Better, that somehow that also was contributing to this. Also, evidently, it's something to do with Ukraine and Putin, of course, is the Putin price hike. And this kind of stuff. So it's interesting, Captain, that, and the fact that he's made these kind of major gaffes already on such an important topic that's so important to Americans, it should be very concerning.
Well, while you're on a roll, I'll finish it here. Biden said that the Republicans don't want to solve inflation by lowering your costs. They want to solve it by raising your taxes and lowering your income, as what he said about Rick Scott, the senator that's in charge of the committee that's putting together legislation, which, by the way, he did put together a bill. He just threw it out there. He just threw it out there to see if there was anybody wanted to raise the taxes or what they wanted to do to help out to try to bring this inflation under control. And he said it one time. He got quiet because nobody said anything. And he backed off. But Joe Biden used it yesterday as if it was going to happen tomorrow, and it just isn't.
Well, right. Yeah, traditionally the Republicans aren't trying to raise your taxes. In fact, it's the other way around. Everything that's happening because of inflation, it's destroying the Democrats' chances for a very long time to come.
Well,
they understand this, so they're trying everything now.
The Biden lie was such a lie yesterday that Glenn Kessler, the noted biased fact checker at the Washington Post, said that Biden had just told a lie.
Wow, that is really significant. It's getting harder and harder for them. They can't distract you. I mean, they're trying to distract with the Roe v. Wade draft opinion controversy, first and foremost, but they're going to try to distract with other ways as well. But they're going to find it increasingly hard to do that, Captain, because people see the inflation, and they're told that it's at 8.5% or these kinds of numbers. But
more than
people,
that.
Well, of course, in their daily lives, they're not just seeing an 8.5 increase in things. It's much more than that, and it's affecting the decisions they make on a daily basis about food, gas, everything.
Well, we are long since past the point of Biden's statements being pathetic. When a president is failing to this point, this badly, it's a terrible look to take to the podium and continually make excuses. Americans want leadership right now. They want a plan. They don't want lies about Republicans wanting to raise your taxes. And Biden will not give them those things, though, because that would mean admitting that he's been wrong and changing course, and he's not going to do that. But in the meantime, he's just too controlled by his far-left handlers for that to happen. And they are going to lose the midterms because of this attitude.
Well, absolutely. And voters can ask themselves this question, too. I mean, they've got Joe Biden as their mouthpiece or their figurehead, let's say, for all these policies. Imagine if they had somebody else. I mean, what if they really could run amok? I mean, they're running amok now. But what would happen if they were really able to pour it on? Things would look a million times worse than they look right now. And so that's why it's so important for these midterms to literally take back control. And did you just say it was earlier, too, that Joe Biden said they controlled all three branches of government?
That's what he said.
They control it? Oh, my gosh. Does that include the Supreme Court? This is crazy.
Sounded like it to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But here's the other thing that happened yesterday. Senator Tom Cotton, who I really admire and respect, and I think he's just a tremendous individual. As was previously reported, the U.S. intelligence community is now issuing warnings of an alleged heightened threat level to abortion clinics and government officials in light of the news that broke last Monday about the draft majority opinion written by the Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, where he declared, "We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled."
Very interesting. Nobody supports attacking abortion clinics or these kinds of things, any kind of violence like that. But, Captain, it seems to me that the threat level here is really against the justices and others that are simply pro-life. They might be in a church. They might be in some other group that is expressing their opinion on things. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, where the heightened threat level would be.
Well, remember, they scribbled a threat on the side of a building in Wisconsin that they firebombed a pro-life center. And what they wrote was, if abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either.
Right. And that is incredibly threatening. Imagine if that was...
And then they threw the firebomb against the building.
Right. And in some of the coverage, too, I saw was, well, nobody was there. It was early in the morning, so nobody got hurt. Well,
Doesn't matter.
My gosh. Yeah, I'm glad nobody was hurt, but it doesn't soften these things. And that's why the reporting is so important. The way these things are framed and how they're presented to the public when they should be violent extremists attacked a group. That's just the way it is.
Now, Russian troops have retreated from the Ukraine, and a lot of them have gone back to Russia. Is this a planned redeployment or the beginning of a collapse?
Well, we'll hear about it being a planned redeployment. It depends on what Putin is trying to come up with so he can, quote, declare some sort of victory in Ukraine and try to level it out.
Yesterday,
I think it's worse.
There were a number of Russian units that refused to follow the orders, which was to go back into the Ukraine.
Right, and this is so it is. It is definitely indicative that things are very bad for Putin.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, how about Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot? Wow, what a piece of work. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Got more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
The shortage of baby formula continues. 40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Dr. Diane Hess spoke to CBS News about what parents can do to feed their babies.
But there are formulas available, so there might not be the brand name. So there might be a shortage of Enfamil, and there may be a shortage of Similac, but you can get the store brands, which are excellent. The Target, the Kirkland, the Kroger, the CVS, Walgreens, they all come out of the same factory. They're all FDA approved. They meet the same standards that regular Similac and Enfamil do.
As Americans gear up for summer road trips, the price of gas continues to go up with no end in sight. AAA says drivers are paying an average of $4.37 for a gallon of regular gas. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, boy. Geez, now I'm going to have to live up to that. But anyway, that's our buddy Chris Markowski. He's been with me going on 20 years. We've been on the radio together, chasing each other all over the radio dial, especially in the Tampa Bay, Sarasota area for a number of years. And had a lot of fun, and Chris is up in New York, but he's coming back. He's coming back next year. I believe he's going to move back down because that's when his last child leaves the house and goes to college, so then they'll be able to do that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've been taking it every day for the past 7 years. Why? Because it works. Now, if you suffer from some type of nagging pain, or maybe you've got swelling or inflammation in one of your hands or your feet or your knee or your back or whatever, and you're taking some heavy-duty stuff that makes you tired or makes you a little nauseous when you shouldn't be, and whatever the deal might happen to be, I got a suggestion for you. Why don't you try some Relief Factor for about 3 weeks and see if it'll work for you and kick the habit? Because this product is drug-free. But the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated in exercise, everyday living, whatever the problem is you got going on. And, of course, it also targets the underlying problem areas from 4 different metabolic pathways to alleviate the pain by going right straight to the source. Main thing about it, folks, is it works for me. And I was surprised when it did. I didn't think it was going to, but I was willing to give it a try. And you can too. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins too. Now, it also all comes in convenient and individual packets, 4 little capsules in there in the packet. You take them and away you go. You should always take it with food. Don't take it on an empty stomach, because this will upset your stomach. You have to have food to balance what it is that you're taking. Now, $19.95, three-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there, $19.95, and settle on in and see if it will work for you. I think it just might. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has tried tangling with Congresswoman Lauren Boebert from Colorado on a call to arms tweet with disastrous results for Ms. Lightfoot.
Well, that's really true. You know, Captain, just preface it with this. Didn't President Trump say that he wanted to fight like hell, right? That was basically words to that effect.
Yep.
And many were saying, well, this was the incitement to do damage and violence at the Capitol building. Well, let's listen to Lori Lightfoot's tweet. I believe that we have it right here. To my friends in the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be, get this, a call to arms. That sounds, you know, pretty bad in the sense of an incendiary situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, I think it's important to point out too, you know, the Supreme Court doesn't come for anybody. I mean, this is so ridiculous on its face. The Supreme Court makes decisions on constitutional law. They do so in response to cases that make their way through the legal system and eventually wind up at the Supreme Court, and they're decided upon, as I said, on a constitutional basis. They don't have like a list and say, okay, we're going to do this, then we're going to go do that. You know, it's just as bad as who was it on The View? Was it Joy Behar on The View saying how the Supreme Court was going to pass a bill about guns? You know, it's like they don't even understand what the Supreme Court does, evidently.
Well, she's not very smart anyway.
right. Well, but this kind of thing, and see, this is the ginning up of all of the, you know, a fear factor.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court isn't coming for the LGBTQ plus community. The Supreme Court mm-hmm. isn't coming for interracial marriage. It's not coming for any of these kinds of things. But see, they understand that they don't have a real basis to really go after this opinion because, you know, as we've been talking about, it goes back to the states anyway. It's the result of this opinion if it is presented as the final opinion of the Supreme Court on this matter.
Now, more than 2 months into Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, a plurality of voters now see the conflict as a stalemate and fear an even wider war in Europe remains high because they think Russia's going to expand this thing to try to bring some other countries in and just go for broke with all of this.
Well, certainly because the Ukrainian forces, I think, are doing very well. And we see Russia in retreat in some of these areas. As we talked about, I think, yesterday, they seem to also be blowing up bridges as they run away to a great degree. But it is a factor. Because what is Russia going to do next? Is it going to truly give up, or is it going to try to do something to either expand the war or make it more difficult to get any kind of resolution to this, because they don't want to simply say, okay, we surrender, basically.
Yeah. Now, there was a story yesterday that came from Twitter, and Elon Musk stepped up to the plate. You'd be hard-pressed, of course, folks, to find a more steadfast opponent of Trump and his policies than the ACLU, but Elon Musk's decision to replatform President Trump is the right call. He wants to bring him back to Twitter. And when a handful of individuals possess so much power over the most important forums for political speech, they should exercise what power they have with restraint. And the ACLU was put on notice by Musk that, you know, hey, I'm now the controlling interest over here at Twitter, and if I want to add former President Trump to the mix, I can do it.
This is really a significant step, isn't it?
Yep.
In terms of having the ability to have a discourse And you, because, you know, Captain, so many people have pointed out that certain figures who were not even close to President Donald Trump, for example, but these are figures that are from the Iranian regime or others that have major calls for terrible, terrible things to be done or this kind of stuff, but yet they still have a Twitter account. President Trump can talk about policies and he can talk about elections, but suddenly you're not even able to talk about that in the current incarnation of Twitter. So we'll see. And, yeah, it's interesting that the ACLU is now kind of on board with that.
Let's talk about this for a minute. Joe Biden's plan to reduce gas prices has proven to be a miserable failure. Fair assumption?
Absolutely.
A million barrels a day, right? He dropped the prices, and that worked out really well, right?
Yeah, dropping the bucket.
Yeah. Now, about as well as the non-existent plan that he said he had when he ran to defeat COVID. Oh, and also about the non-existent plan he had for America's energy, remember?
Right, right.
Now, the average price of gasoline just yesterday hit the highest mark ever recorded on average in the United States, $4.37 a gallon on average across the country. And there are many areas where the price is a lot higher than that, like where you're sitting right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, upwards of $5, in some cases over $6 a gallon.
And what are the people saying about that? What are they trying to hold anybody's feet to the fire? What are they doing?
Well, a lot of people are just sort of having to bear it right now, but they do make different decisions, I think. They're not going to drive as far. They're not going to go out and eat, as much, this kind of thing, because it really does start to hit your pocketbook. In fact, the other day, I filled up the tank. We have an SUV for the family, but it was $120 to fill it up.
Wow.
So, it's really something, you know. And I talked with a colleague of mine. They have a smaller car, but still the jump in what they would typically use to fill it up, let's say it was $50, now it's going to be $60-$65 to fill it up. So it actually does make a big difference overall because it's not going to go anywhere else, very quickly. And it's not just the gas is more expensive, but go buy food, and that's more expensive. So it's all across the board.
I'm glad I've only got a 15-gallon tank to go with my little Ford Escape that I'm driving because the fact with that is it does get some really good mileage. That's why I'm still keeping and still driving it around, number one. But number two, I don't pay anything like that to fill the thing up for a tank. Of course, it's only still, $4.19 or 20 cents a gallon down here. You can find it for a little bit cheaper if you shop around a little bit. Anyway, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks. By the way, I did see it for $4.04 yesterday. Must be they didn't get a new gas delivery. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
When the rooster crows, got a cup of Joe heading out the door. A 12-hour day bailing hay till these calloused hands are sore. 5 days a week, we work and sleep from sunup to sundown. We blow off steam, if you know what I mean, when the weekend comes around. We party at the barn, y'all.
party at the barnyard, but I think we're going to party right here in the radio studio there, Kyle. What do you think?
Exactly.
Who is that?
Yeah, who is that? That's a good question.
Soul Circus Cowboys.
Soul Circus, okay, well.
Party at the barn.
All right, well, I like that sound.
All right, well, we're going to get started with the weather here, and this is, if you're a trucker, and I'm going to explain this to a couple of people that have made some comments in the last few days, because they haven't a clue what they're talking about. If you're a trucker and you're out there at night and you're doing a long haul, and you're coming across state to state, and you got a way to avoid a problem in front of you, and we know about it, and we can tell you whether it's weather-related or traffic-related, we're doing them a great service. And I've had a number of people say, hey, thanks, I was able to keep my rig moving because you told us about this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And that's what we do. This is a public service for the highway heroes that are out there, the men and the women, going cross-country, because that's the way it works. I know, having done it myself, and you really appreciated being able to hear this. So for the people that don't understand what it is we're doing, too bad, so sad, sit down, shut up. All right, here we go. Severe thunderstorms tonight are expected across portions of Wisconsin and western Texas, and it could be some real gully washers, so you could have some delays there. Now, we're talking about down on I-40 in the Panhandle, as well as down towards Lubbock, and maybe down as far as I-20 towards Midland in Texas, but keep your eyes in the sky down there. And up there in Wisconsin, we're talking about going up I-94 and possibly I-92. So be advised and keep the weather radio on and pay attention to the weather. Now, we've also got a lot of red flag warnings. We've got a bunch of flooding going on, Kyle, out there in the mountains of New Mexico, which right around Albuquerque. There's a lot of flood conditions around Albuquerque tonight. So you take it away and tell us what's going on, including the snow out west.
Well, Captain Wright, we'll have snow up in the higher elevations, of course. Right now on the radar map, we're seeing where we've got some active rain going on right now. If you're in Portland, Oregon, just north of Portland, coming up Interstate 5, you've got a little bit of rain there. You come out of it, but then you'll be back into it up around Longview as you head north out of Portland tonight. Also, I believe we've got some freeze warnings up in this area. We do. We have a freeze warning there around Portland. This is going to continue south of Portland through the I-5 corridor, down through Eugene, Medford, and then on down into Northern California. It's going to keep mostly west of the I-5 there, but head on down towards Clear Lake and Ukiah, where you're going to have the freeze warning and or frost advisories. We've also got another freeze warning up in Washington, this along I-90. This is going to be about in the middle of the state, over towards Spokane, and then over the border into Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Also down near Walla Walla, you've got that happening there in down south into Oregon near Fossil. You've got the freeze warning going on there tonight. We've got various wind advisories, especially in the lower half of Utah tonight. You're coming up Interstate 15, and of course we've got that hot, dry weather down in the southwest tonight. Also covering a lot of Colorado as well tonight. One other thing of rain that I see here, we've definitely got some up on I-94 up near Miles City in Montana tonight. So that's coming across the interstate there for you.
All right. Well, we've got some flood conditions. The streams are still over the banks from I-29 up there in the Canadian line on down North Dakota, right there on the Minnesota line, too, down towards Fargo. Got some water over the banks down there, the Red River in Fargo. And then up there in Duluth West, about 100 miles along the Canadian border, got some flooding up there. Again, moving on down into the panhandle of Oklahoma tonight, you do have some thunderstorms that are in the area that are moving across from west to east. They go down as far as Wichita Falls and down below Lubbock. And it looks like as if we could have some activity moving in on Midland right now along I-20, so be advised of that. Now, we do have some rain and some stream and bank flooding right along Lake Michigan, about halfway down Lake Michigan on the Illinois side and on the Michigan side. So be advised of that. Now up into New York, let's see, the Adirondacks and the Berkshires in Massachusetts and part of Vermont, part of New Hampshire, part of Maine, We've got a big old frost advisory up there tonight, so keep that in mind if you're traveling that way. And, oh, by the way, you want to make sure that you got your fuel right if you're going up there, because a lot of the southern fuel now, Kyle, they're in such a hurry to produce the diesel, a lot of the water is getting back into diesel again. And, you know, you're kind of out to lunch if you don't have fuel additive to put in there, number one, or to have an extra fuel filter or two with you in case you need to change it because of the water and the dirt that's going to be in the tanks, because they are not necessarily doing quality control with some of the diesel, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, very important.
Now, offshore, from about Cape May all the way down to, let's see here, North Carolina, all the way down off the coast of South Carolina, you've got some wind, you've got some rough seas, probably got in the Carolinas as well as in Virginia. Looks like as if you might have some offshore flooding. The waves might be crashing ashore pretty well there. And other than that, I don't see anything really to bother anybody. That's about it. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out the rewards program there. You can download the My Rewards Plus app for your iPhone or for your Android device, and you can track points that you're going to start earning on everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers: food, fuel, supplies. And also, for the months of May and June, they are pushing the points. Normally, you can earn up to about 4 points per gallon. Pro drivers can earn 4 points per gallon after just six fills. But for May and June, when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you can start earning up to 5 points per gallon, and that is a great deal. So be sure to go to pilotflyingj.com. Also, when you pull in, try the cup of coffee there. We think that you'll agree. It's the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
And keep in mind, if you see something that's going to delay some people and you want to look out for your fellow driver, you can always email it to us by going to the Captain's America Third Watch and shoot us an email off that. Or you can call the show at 877-969-8600. And if it's something that needs to get out there, we'll get it out there right away and make sure that everybody knows what the delay or what the problem is so that they can figure out a way to get on around it. And that's how we all work together here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Right, Kyle?
You got that right.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back for more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. This guy's going to take us a break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.